In Democratic Republic of Congo, the provisional result of a long-awaited presidential election had hardly been announced, and the outcome was contested. The Election Commission declared one opposition frontrunner, Felix Tshisekedi, the winner of a vote on December 30th. Another opposition contender says those results were rigged. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arctin reports from Kinshasa that this vote was supposed to herald Congo's first democratic and peaceful transfer of power.
Tshisekedi Chilombo Felix. 7 million.
After a long night of waiting, Congo's embattled election chief, Corneille Nangaa, eventually declared the provisional winner of the highly anticipated presidential vote.
Monsieur Tshisekedi Chilombo.
Félix Tshisekedi is the son of Congo's historic late opposition leader, Étienne Tshisekedi, who died in 2017 after being an implacable critic of first former president Mobutu Sese Seko, then Laurent Désiré Kabila, and his son, outgoing president Joseph Kabila. But Tshisekedi Jr. appears to have succeeded where his father failed by winning that elusive presidency.
Aujourd'hui, nous pouvons dire que la vérité des urnes a triomphé.
Addressing his supporters in Kinshasa, Tshisekedi said the voters had spoken and promised to govern for all Congolese. 55-year-old Félix Tshisekedi spent much of his life in Belgium, the former colonial power in Congo, and is considered a political novice by his detractors, despite holding high office in his father's opposition party and being propelled into the leadership after Étienne Tshisekedi's death. The son now looks set to take over from outgoing President Kabila, with whom observers say Félix Tshisekedi has negotiated a backdoor deal.
La victoire dans une élection ne se négocie pas.
That's the view of fellow opposition presidential frontrunner Martin Fayulu, who came in second after Tshisekedi. Fayulu says the outcome was fixed, and Tshisekedi has been co-opted to cook up an acceptable replacement that suits Kabila, whose preferred candidate trailed in third place. A furious Fayulu has denounced what he describes as a scandalous electoral coup, rigged, fabricated, and invented, he says, which fails to reflect the truth of the ballots. Fayulu says voters have been robbed of victory and democracy. He looks poised to formally challenge the results. Meanwhile, Fayulu is calling on election monitors, including Congo's influential Catholic Bishops' Conference, which fielded thousands of observers, to publish what he says are the real results. The bishops announced last week that their observations indicated a clear winner and warned the Election Commission to ensure its results reflected the will of the Congolese people. While many Congolese are celebrating the presumed victory of Félix Tshisekedi, many others question whether he can be his own man and steer vast, mineral-rich Congo away from its reputation for corruption, kleptocracy, and rampant cronyism. Others, though, are holding their breath and praying that, whatever happens, peace will prevail. Afebia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Kinshasa.